Wild strawberries. Two hard pears that will never ripen left on the table. Beside the thermos your sister sent us. Outside the mountains, stolen by autumn. It is time to move on. There is peace here in the river beyond the trees, the courtyard fountain, the old bus that seems to be there whenever we need it, and the little stray dog alone now by the bus station. His mother who knows where. They were a gutsy pair who lunged into dirt and the shadows of the day, chased a car or two over the night railway without fear, barking freedom. I pat him one last time, feel his dirty face pressed against my legs. I am glad for the bus drivers who feed him, for his nouse to keep away from the mean ones who pass him only to piss in the bushes. I recall our walk to St. Spar's grave, the moaning it took to get me there, our first taste of wild strawberries, the two of us only game after watching gypsy children crouch low in the grass, pick their tiny red beginnings. I will miss the spring water taps on every street, the kitten at the tostery drinking from a dirty mop and bucket, her tiny face licked and satisfied. When we arrived, the air was green, crisp with pine needles and apple trees. Now chestnuts fall, and walnuts fill crates at the markets, the boxes of berries slowly diminishing.